So, quite a laborious process by the sound of it in the Senzo Maiyiwa murder trial. Bank statements used as evidence by the state. They're looking, as I understand it, via bank statements and cell phone usage and so on, to establish where various people accused of this murder were at any given point in time. Quite laborious stuff, as I said, but Khumotso Modise, our EWN reporter, knows all about long days in the court and evidence presented in minute detail. Khumotso, very good afternoon to you. What's at issue with this going through these bank statements? What is the state trying to show? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. So you remember that the accused have been giving their version of events from time to time.
We've got
a bit of a sense of what the version for some of the accused was in the trial within a trial. And as we go, we've been establishing what the versions are. But a big part of the version from accused number one, Muzgaukulola Spear, is that he was not in Johannesburg or in Gauteng between 2013 and 2015. And so he could not have been part of Senzo Maiyiwa's murder in 2014 on the 26th of October. The state then has gone to find if there's any evidence that he was in Gauteng around that time.
Right.
And that's where the bank statements come in. The bank's statements show that not only was he in Gauteng and Johannesburg, there's activity at a local mall, I believe it's the Naledi Mall in Vosloorus at the Capitec Bank, where he entered the branch there. And it shows that he had made several transactions buying clothes in Johannesburg in 2014 as well as in 2015. And that's important because, I mean, this clearly shows that he was in the area during the time and in that month, particularly in October. I checked specifically for the 26th of October 2014, which is the day that Maiyiwa was killed.
Right.
And the only activity in the bank statement that's been presented so far is a purchase for airtime. However, we do know that there is a second bank statement, a Standard Bank statement, that that the state is working on presenting to court as well. For now, though, it's for the state to show the court
right. That
the version by the accused is not only untrue but also improbable.
So, Khumotso, I mean, I've used the word painstaking probably a couple of times in introducing you this afternoon. Are they literally going line by line? They read something off the statement, the interpreter translates, and on we go.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. The state has almost tried to narrow down to specific points in the statements. So particularly October 2014, which is the month that Maiyiwa was killed. And, you know, yesterday Judge Ratsamo Khwatleng actually, when he was asking the defense lawyers whether they would be challenging these bank statements, and the lawyer for the first accused, Thulani Mgomezulu, said they are going to be challenging the correctness of the bank statements. There was quite a reaction from the judge who said, "Oh, if you're all going to be challenging these statements, we're going to be here until 2030."
Yes,
you know.
Yes.
So it is that process. But I do think that the state is trying to narrow down as much as it can and to kind of hone in, particularly to the route, the time when Senzo Maiyiwa was killed.
So, I mean, the way my mind was working as you're going through what this particular part of the case is about, Khumotso, is that if somebody is shown to be lying about something, particularly something as important as where they were at the time of the commission of the crime and perhaps the build-up to the murder, then that would cast doubt on everything else they say. But I suppose courts don't work that way. You've got to prove every single fact and point if you're the prosecution. The fact that someone is caught out in a lie doesn't do them any good, but it certainly doesn't mean game over for them, I would think.
No, that's right, John. Of course, this is an issue of an alibi by the accused. You know, the accused do present some sort of an alibi and say, listen, I didn't do it, I was here, I didn't do it, I was there. And of course, if you're lying about that, then the question then becomes, what else are you lying about? But you're right, it is on the state to prove. You know, the state alleges that these are the men that killed Senzo Maiyiwa, and he that alleges must prove. And so this is why it seems the state's case is also very packed. You know, this
yes.
week we spent a lot of time dealing with what you would think are minor witnesses, you know, from the person who took the DNA swabs from some of the accused, you know, to the person who almost processed it but didn't complete the process and gave it to someone else. All of that, it seems like a really tedious, lengthy process that's been taken by the state. But that's because I believe the state is trying to cover all their bases here because they do have the burden of proof.
Thank you so much, Khumotso Modise, continuing her very, very careful coverage of the Senzo Maiyua murder trial over many, many months and sharing valuable insights on that.